This is a recording from the Good Friday Freedom Night service that we did in Knoxville, Tennessee. I had to run it through an AI in order to be able to hear it kind of well. The recording comes from a phone standing like 50 feet from the stage, so it wasn't that great. If you're wondering why there's some modulation and stuff, it's because of that.
Some of you drove hours to get here, and I'm telling you, that is the Holy Spirit drawing you. You have a Friday evening, you can be anywhere, and you're in a random corner in Knoxville, Tennessee, worshiping Jesus. There's a reason you're in this room tonight. Many people come to these nights because they're shackled. I don't know what your shackle is tonight that you need freedom from, but I'm telling you, I serve a God that frees people every day. I see Him do miracles every day in my life. He's going to do a miracle in your life tonight. If you haven't felt His Spirit yet, you're going to. Trust me. I'm going to tell you some things tonight that you've heard maybe a million times, but it's only been up here and it's never sunk down here before. The difference is the Holy Spirit is upon you. He's in this building. His presence is here. He is ministering to you in your seat. So whatever the shackle is that you came with tonight, He is here to unbind you from it. Today is Good Friday. We celebrate the crucifixion of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you that everything that you seek from Him is there. And it is a gift. It is free. He paid the cost. It cost Him everything, but it costs you nothing. My prayer for you is when you receive it, that you don't leave this building the same you came.
That's right.
That you turn around and you praise the one that freed you. You praise the one that healed you. And you give your life to Him. Because He doesn't just call us to be, to make Him our Savior. He calls us to make Him our Lord. He said, deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Follow Me. That's lordship. That's obedience. I didn't grow up in the church. I was very depressed at one point in my life. And I was blessed that my parents did grow up in church. And one night, or one day, my doctor diagnosed me clinically depressed. And he said I needed therapy. And my mom's a school counselor, so she's all about therapy. Therapy's good, there's a place for it. But my mom also knew that her son needed Jesus. And so she said, James, I'll take you to therapy, but do you want to go to church? And I said, yeah, I'd love to try church. And I went for 9 months. There are people in this room that have been going to church for 9 months, and that's metaphorical. For 9 months, I went to church and I heard people talk about Jesus, but I never encountered Him once. For 9 months, I was around the people of God, singing, doing the activities, and I never had an encounter with Jesus that whole time. You might be in this building tonight, and that might be you. I have good news for you. After the 9 months, I went to a meeting like this. My mom said, there's a man down the street. He has a gift of prophecy. Do you want to come see him speak? I didn't know what that was. But I went to go see that man speak. And at the very end, he called people down to be prayed for. And he prayed up for me. And I felt the overwhelming love and peace of God. And came down, washed through my whole body. And I knew two things were true. One, God exists. Two, He loves me. And I'm here to preach those two truths to you, and I want you to know it, not just in your head, but in your heart. One, God exists. Two, He loves you. Jesus died on a cross for you. God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son. I have two daughters. I'm telling you, I would not trade my daughter for any person in this room. I don't love you that much. I'm sorry. But we serve a Heavenly Father that loves us that much. And then some. He gave up everything for you. Heaven went bankrupt for you. Imagine it gave up the crown jewel, Jesus Christ, for someone like me. Not a righteous man at the time. A man dead in his sin, or a boy dead in his sin. The Bible says, God shows His love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I don't know where you are. You may have never met Jesus one day in your life. Or you may be like a woman who stood in my living room a week ago, and she said, I've been in church for 3 decades, and I've never experienced God like I did spending 2 hours in your living room. You can go to church and not encounter Jesus. And for 9 months I did that until I came down, I gave my life to Jesus. This man prayed over me, I woke up the next morning, my depression was completely gone, and I was filled with this wonderful joy that's been with me for 24 years.
Hallelujah.
Friends, it's a call to testimony because it's repeatable. and you did it in my life, you can do it in yours. So I don't know what the shackle is you came in with tonight. It could be anxiety, fear. I'm here to tell you that God's not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You know who that is? That's the Holy Spirit. And he's upon you right now, and he's drawing your heart right now. There is freedom at the cross, but we don't just celebrate a dead Savior, we celebrate a risen one.
That's right.
That's right.
So Resurrection Sunday is coming up, and we're going to worship our God because he didn't remain in the grave, he rose again. That new life that he entered is the same new life he's calling you into. So many people, they can go to church, they grew up with religion in the South especially, and they've never encountered Jesus. They've never had a reason to make them their Lord, just their Savior. And I'm here tonight to give you a reason to make him your Lord.
Yeah.
Because I serve a bondage-breaking God. I serve a sozo God. That's a Greek word. It means saved, healed, delivered, restored. That's the gospel. You may have come in here. You might be dealing with nightmares. I think God wanted someone out to you that has something like a scoliosis issue in your back. You might have pain in your body. What are you shackled to? Are you shackled with disease? Is it sleep paralysis? Is it sin? You know, we serve a Savior that came to break the bondage of sin in your life so you don't have to do it. You don't have to be addicted. You don't have to engage in habitual sin. God is calling you into sanctification by his Spirit. Like my brother preached earlier, I don't know if you mentioned Galatians 3:3. You cannot walk the Christian life on your own. You need the Holy Spirit of God. Quit trying to do everything in the flesh. You foolish Galatians, if you began by the Spirit, how do you expect to be perfected in the flesh? He says, no, you need sanctification by my Holy Spirit. So some of you might have secret sins that you want rid of. I'm telling you, tonight is the night to lay it at the altar. He will break the bondage of sin in your life.
Amen.
I serve a God that did not come to help the captive cope, but set the captive free. Jesus said, I came to declare you are the Lord's favor, to set the captive free. And that's why we're here. This is freedom night. It's to be free. Some of you came in here, and you know the Lord, and you're walking with the Lord, but you have no power in your life to see anything happen in your family, or with your friends, or even perfect strangers on the street. You read the book of Acts, you say, where is that, God? You read Mark 16, and it says, these signs will follow those who believe. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed, and you've never seen it in your life. I'm here to tell you that you will not leave here the same if you don't want to. If you ask the Holy Spirit to impart power unto you, like Jesus said, remain in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes in power. He will baptize you in fire and in power, and you will leave here like hands on the sick, seeing the sick healed. Because God did not come for a dead bride. Jesus didn't die for a dead bride, but a living bride, sanctified, washed by the blood, but filled with power to do his will. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father right now. He's not in the earth. He said, it's better that I leave you. It's better that I leave you. What's better than Jesus being up here preaching to you? Well, he thought it was that he could send his Holy Spirit. He says, if I did not go, the Advocate could not come. And we're going to call on the Advocate here in a minute, and you're going to be struck by him.
I'm not sure.
But I'm telling you, there's people in this building that don't know Jesus, never had an encounter with him. There are people that are shackled to sins, shackled to mental illness, shackled to disease, and then there are people that need to be ignited in their faith to leave this building filled with the power of God. No matter what you came for tonight, this is where you're going to get it, by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he drove out demons by the finger of God. That is the Holy Spirit of God. He is in the earth. He is in his church. He is still moving. Jesus still works. I serve a living Savior. He is not dead. He didn't stay in the tomb. He still lives, and he still does the same things he did 2,000 years ago through his church.
Bad. Bad.
So I'm going to do something tonight I haven't done before. I'm going to call on the Holy Spirit, and in fact, we all are. And we're going to ask him to minister to you in your seats and where you're standing. See, some of you right now, your heart might be racing a little bit. You might be sweating. You might feel tingly. You might feel like crying. That's the Holy Spirit. He's drawing you into something deeper. He wants to heal you. He wants to free you. People come to these things that, you know, the MO is that we lay hands on people and then they're healed. And that's biblical. But I've seen so many people healed just in their seats, just during worship. God doesn't need a band to heal you. He can heal you where you stand. And so we're going to call on the Holy Spirit. We're going to ask him to come. We're going to see what happens. So pray with me. And I gotta warn you, don't ask for something if you're not willing to receive it. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for your Son.
Thank you for your Son.
I ask that you would send your Holy Spirit.
I ask that you would send your Holy Spirit.
Right now.
Right now.
Upon me.
Upon me.
Fill me.
Fill me.
Do what you desire to do in my life.
Do what you desire to do.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
If you feel tingling in your body, if you feel warmth, if you feel like crying and you don't know why, if you feel conviction in your heart, come forward to the altar right now. If you feel any of these signs right now, come forward.
Master.
Agent.
Yeah, come on. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, ministry to you, Doctor.
Well, I let you do it right, and you know what you're talking.
They're just gonna lay hands on you. We're gonna pray for you. Oh, Holy Spirit.